Hi everyone, my name is David, and I'm a university student currently in my final year of a meteorology degree. I've come here today to talk to you about the fascinating world of weather forecasting and what it takes to understand our climate.
My fascination with the sky started when I was very young. Most kids my age were obsessed with the planets and the solar system, but I spent hours just watching the clouds from my bedroom window. I would try to guess if it was going to rain just by looking at their shapes.
When I decided to pursue this as a career, I quickly realised that it requires serious academic preparation. The practice of weather forecasting necessitates a robust foundation in science and mathematics in order to analyse intricate weather patterns. I initially thought geography would be the most important subject to grasp, but actually my knowledge of physics is what I rely on every single day to understand atmospheric movements. Once you have the basics down, you learn how modern forecasting actually works. We use incredible technology nowadays. You might think we just look at satellite images all day to see where the rain is falling. But in reality, our main focus is on interpreting computer models. These generate massive amounts of data that we have to make sense of.
To gather all this data, we have to launch equipment high into the atmosphere. While drones are becoming increasingly popular for lower-level readings, we still primarily depend on weather balloons for getting accurate data from the upper atmosphere. They are released twice a day from stations all over the globe.
Understanding local geography is also vital. Where my university is located, people naturally assume the nearby ocean dictates our climate and weather shifts. However, it's actually the mountains that create the most unpredictable weather changes here, blocking winds and trapping moisture.
When we are tracking a severe storm system, there are many variables to consider. Drops in temperature are obvious signs, of course, yet measuring the air pressure gives us the most accurate warning of how severe an approaching storm will actually be.
Last term, I had to do a special research project. I'd originally planned to investigate tornadoes, since they are so dramatic, but I ended up doing a massive study on droughts instead. They might be slow-moving events, but they affect agriculture so heavily that I felt they were much more important to research.
As meteorologists, we also have to look beyond Earth's atmosphere. It might sound like something out of a science fiction movie, but we actively monitor solar flares. We have to keep a close eye on these events because they can seriously disrupt our communication systems and power grids down here on the ground.
Finally, a huge part of being a successful forecaster is sharing our findings with everyday people. You can do the most complex math in the world to predict a storm, but if you don't possess good communication skills, the public won't understand your warnings or know how to stay safe.
As for my own future, many of my classmates are desperate to present the weather on television. However, my dream is to get a job in aviation. Helping pilots navigate safely through hazardous skies sounds like the perfect challenge for me. Thanks for listening.